So as as mentioned, I'm a practicing physician, work specifically in hospital settings across the Northwest, and founded the foundation after I finished the Global Health Leadership Forum at Berkeley, and that was my thesis. So after I started the foundation, I was looking for smaller towns of 8 to 10,000 to actually pilot some of the projects that we conceived in the foundation. And I have no disclosure. What I found very quickly from practicing in Miles City, Montana, it's in the southeast of Montana, rural area, is that the suicide attempts and completed suicide is quite high in comparison to where I practice in the Northwest. So I started working with the hospital's foundation on trying to do something about the public health issues. So this kind of what started the suicide project, actually the suicide prevention project, just as a background. But came to find out that in 2010, suicide rates among Montana youth were twice as the national average, and between 2000 and 2009, suicide was the second cause of death among youth in Montana. The 2011 Youth Risk Behavior Survey found 6.5% of youths in grade 9 to 12 have attempted suicide. So, practicing in a small town of 8,000 people, you cannot really ignore it. Everybody has been touched by it, the neighbors, the families, everybody. And when we have a completed suicide in the hospital, the whole town goes paralyzed for a day. Nobody knows what to do, and then they go back to normal, and there's very little discussion about suicide and how to prevent it. So how did we approach it? Like I said, I specifically targeted, I live in the Bay Area, I live in San Francisco, but I specifically looked at towns that are small where we can actually pilot projects. And what we did is we did the field research by myself and the president of the foundation that is attached to the hospital. And we conducted two consensus building forums where we invited health leaders, community leaders, about 45 of them the first time around, and we highlighted, we wanted to discuss what can we do to facilitate and assist the public health department, which is very poorly funded, and what can we work on. We conducted two forums, one to establish the high priority items, and suicide prevention among adolescents came to the top. Aging and assistance of geriatrics came also to the top. And the third item was communication, healthcare communication. There is no communication with the public, basically, about what services are available in these small little towns. And then we conducted another forum, said, let's zero in and figure out what exactly are we going to do. And the suicide prevention among adolescents came to the top, and everybody in the community rallied up and said, let's work on stopping the suicide because we're tired of having our kids die, basically kill themselves. And we did it in an interdisciplinary manner. It was very difficult for a foundation that is global, headed in Geneva, to come in to Little Miles City. Everybody was like, so if you're global, what are you doing here? And why are you interested in us? And so forth. But through diligence and through relationships, we were able to actually involve the public health department, the mental health department, some of the foundations, and we outsource our academic research to the Montana State University in Billings. So we quickly brought them on board, and they conducted the qualitative, quantitative, and attitudinal research. All three were presented earlier in this conference, so I'm not gonna repeat what's been presented, and everything is available on our website. So I think the interdisciplinary approach really paid off because it rallied people from the community, family members, counselors in the school, and the big pushback was from the high school itself. They wanted nothing to do with the project. We can do it ourselves. But they were having very high suicide attempts on a daily basis. So they pushed back, but I'll tell you what happened in a little bit. I think the partners, as I mentioned, Montana State University Billings, was able to actually get a grant from the NIH for 3 years in a row to work on the research. And we piloted the project in Miles City. Then we grew it to Billings, a town of 100,000 people. And we are now focusing on the university students. So the challenges, some of the challenges I already mentioned, there is a deep sense of, or a stereotype of, cowboy up mentality where kids are not supposed to play games, not supposed to do art, not supposed to get out and wear urban clothes or do anything out of the ranching homesteader mentality. But I came to find out, actually, after living there for 4 years, that this is a stereotype more than a mentality, and which you know, poses more threat, I'm not really sure. But when you get down to know people, they have a lot of aspirations, the kids, their families, and they end up sending their kids to schools. So I think it is mentality that is just stagnant, and now it's become a stereotype. There are big gaps in that part of the world, that part of the U.S., about well-being awareness. So kids are not necessarily coached at an early age to play sports. All of what they know is hockey and football. And this is, to them, is fitness and how to actually engage at an athletic level. But as far as diet, as far as jogging, as far as any of the activities that you can see more popular in a bigger town or a bigger city, there's a huge gap, in my opinion. Gaps in mental health services. Even the mental health department is pay for service, basically. So the uninsured, the poor, does not necessarily get seen, have to be seen at the emergency room when they are attempting suicide. So social and geographic isolation. Now it's winter there. The temperatures usually minus 20, minus 40 for 6 months out of the year. Snow most of the winter. So there's definitely that geographic isolation, and the population density is very, very low. So that prevents the interaction that gears towards depression or leads towards depression. The goals of our campaign or our project is to get the population at ease with communicating about depression and suicide. We thought if we can succeed just kind of facilitating and igniting that conversation, we would have done the community well. Because as I mentioned, I walk into a hospital and I can tell that there's been a suicide in the community because it's quiet, silence, somber, and then 24 hours later, back to normal, and nobody discusses it at a deep level. So these are the goals: improve awareness and access to Montana suicide prevention resources. Tons of resources in Montana, but it's not really it's not grounded in these little communities. Increase self-help in accessing school counselors, public health hotlines, and other outlets. I found also that the stigma among adolescents is really, really high and threatening. Nobody want to tell anyone that I'm having nightmares or I'm thinking of committing suicide. People kind of keep it to themselves, and unfortunately it accelerates into completed suicide usually. So this is a landscape of Montana, eastern Montana, and it's just a sliver of how remote and it is. So what did we do, basically? We worked with groups of adolescents in consensus with their families, and the big support really that kind of ignited the project was a counselor at the high school who's originally from New Zealand but is married to a Montanan and has two girls. He definitely was disheartened by what's going on. He had a big interest in the project, so he recruited a few of the kids that were doing plays or interested in art and recreation, and we brought a director from Billings who is interested in working with the adolescents on suicide prevention projects, and he helped the kids actually formulate a play, writing their own thoughts and experiences down, producing their the play and acting in the play and directing the play. So the The director we brought is a facilitator, and she kind of helped bring this conversation to the table. And not everybody wanted to do a play. Some people did video art, some people did photography art, but it kind of went on. So I'm just gonna. I have 5 more minutes, and I want to show you the video, and then I'll finish. But we did. As we grew the campaign from Miles City, and we did a video about that, about the process, actually, that can be very helpful and enlightening if you guys would like to watch it on through our website. But the success in Billings is that we were able to reach the Native American kids. There's a huge gap in reaching, actually, the Native American. And I thought that was very successful. We reached many tribes who send their kids to Billings, and we were able to do this video documenting, you know, the enlightenment, if you want, or the awareness that these kids came out with. And if you just...
about how we have to live job. Think pretty smart, don't you? Want to get lost.
Mom, I never even think that.
So you're trying to break up that? I don't think so.
I'm not like that. Why don't you believe me?
You don't get it, do you? Get lost. Some people keep it in. And I literally was like, no, I'm not keeping it in. My friends, they're like, oh, I'm going to keep it in and not deal with anything. And I'm like, that's not how you do it. That's just hurting yourself even more. And I'm not a big person on hurting myself anymore.
Hey, man. Good stuff. What? What'd you say?
After they perform, they open it up to the public and they start having discussion actually with the public. And this, it doesn't only, there's still more of the videos, it's on our website, I apologize, they're making me stop. But I think that is, this is what actually it does, is we go to other towns and play the play in high schools and middle schools for other kids, and it facilitates the discussion about depression and suicide. 2 years after the school, the high school resisted doing anything with depression or working with the foundation on depression with and suicide. The board came to their senses and they established Let's Talk Miles City Club, and now they're extending all of their resources after school to actually help the kids work on suicide. Much more to tell, but there's not enough time. So please go to our website, and there are summaries about the foundation here if you'd like to pick it up. What I also did is I published a book about Eastern Montana, inspired by the landscape and inspired by the heritage of Eastern Montana that also benefit the suicide prevention project. So, sorry, can't even finish my presentation. But that's done, and we're very proud of. I think that we established also a website. That's one of the other things that we reached out to big population. Let's Talk Miles City was visited 124,000 times within the first 6 months. So a lot of people actually learned about the project and found ways to link up with other resources within Montana. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that engaging presentation. And also, he did present or prepare handouts that are available on the APHA Connect website.